It's here and now, and we're broadcasting today from Florida, where there is a big governor's race that is pitting two governors against each other. And both of them, the current Republican governor Rick Scott and the former Republican governor Charlie Crist, who is now a Democrat, have picked Latinos as their running mates. A Cuban-American named Carlos Lopez Cantera is running with Scott. A Colombian-American named Annette Tadeo Goldstein is running with Crist. La blanca otra vez. For decades, ground zero for Florida's Cuban community was right here on Calle Ocho in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Cuban-Americans still fill up the tables in a public park for a morning of dominoes. And perhaps a cafe con leche and a Cuban cigar. People like Fernando Gonzalez, who's been here since immigrating from Cuba in 1960.
And what I see is that the Democratic Party, what had done for this country, you know, ridiculous. Every time we had to put gas, we had to pay 60 cents in tax to support a lot of lazy people that don't need a disability. You know, when I came over here, I have seen in the Fontainebleau Hotel where I was working, ladies with 80 years old and still walking. So I never believe that the Democratic Party is doing the right thing to this country.
So you won't be surprised to hear that he is voting for Rick Scott next month.
Definitely, because I know that he has some problems, but everybody has problems in the country. But at least he's Republican. When I vote for him, I vote for Martin Luther King and I vote for Abraham Lincoln.
But that view is not representative of today's Florida Hispanics, says Guillermo Grenier. He's a sociology professor in the Department of Global and Social Cultural Studies at Florida International University.
When you look at the trend, if you were to trend it from the early 1970s to now, you'd see, yes, a decline in the Republican and an increase in independent and Democrats. You have about 25% Democrat, 20% independent right now.
Why? What has changed?
Well, Cubans have changed. The old guard, they don't make them anymore. They're dying off. And what you see is a younger generation of second and third generation Cuban Americans that are more incorporated into the political environment of the United States and don't have that one-trick pony, which is Cuba, in order to decide what party they should support, who's strongest on communism or not. So that's one thing that's changing, new generations. The other thing that's changing, and this is what dramatic change in this area, specifically in the significance of this area, is that Cubans keep coming over. 35% of the Cubans in Miami-Dade County right now came after 1995. That's the cohort that is growing, the new Cubans. They don't have the same memory of Cuba, number one. They don't have the same reasons for leaving Cuba, number two. And when they get here, their concerns are different. They're not concerned about returning that much, at least in the context of overthrowing a government in order to return.
They're not concerned about the politics of Cuba as much as they're concerned about the politics of where they live now.
They know the politics of Cuba. That's the other thing. The old guard does not know the politics of Cuba. These new folks come in, and they do know the politics of Cuba. It's not about Fidel, as the old guard would have you believe. It's about bad economic policies. It's about making life difficult for people. So they kind of know Cuba. Now they want to make this life a new life. They don't want to cut with Cuba, though. And that's the another big difference. They want some relationship. They are transnational in their view. The old guards are not.
Here we are talking all about Cuba in the center of Little Havana. Some people would say today that's the wrong place to be because the Hispanic vote in Florida isn't about Cubans as much anymore. It's about Colombians and Venezuelans and all kinds of different groups that have come over here, and the Cubans don't have the relevance that they once did anymore at all.
Little Havana is an imagined place for Cubans. For most Cubans, it's not a real lived community. In the real lived community around here, Cubans are about 30% of the population. You have Nicaraguans that are second largest. You have Hondurans that are the third largest. You have some Guatemalans that are after Mexicans. So you're right. I mean, the fact is that the Cubans are diminishing. The new generation of Cubans are more like Latinos. As a matter of fact, I did a survey of Florida-wide Latinos, and we found that Cubans and the other Latino populations, non-Cuban populations, have a couple of things in common. One is their concern for health care. Cubans actually support Obamacare, and their concern for immigration. Cubans actually do care about immigration because they don't know when the day after tomorrow the Cuban Adjustment Act changes and Cubans are just another pair of feet trying to make it to the border. And they're concerned about immigration. Now, we don't get much press about that, but when you ask people on the street, they are concerned about it.
Alvaro Fernandez spends plenty of time talking to people on this street and other streets around Miami. He tries to get Hispanic voters registered for the Miami Progressive Project. I asked him what he's finding here in Little Havana.
It's still, I would say this area is still a Republican area, but with the new registrations going on slowly but surely, people becoming U.S. citizens and stuff like that, you're starting to see in this area the change more towards the middle. And in my opinion, down the line, it'll become a Democratic Party stronghold.
So you spend your time trying to get people registered, trying to get people to vote. What are the issues that you are noticing really push them to get involved?
Believe it or not, the most important issue among the new communities is not immigration. Let's start there.
What is it?
It's jobs. Everybody is looking for jobs, good jobs. So that would be number one. And, you know, schools, they've become, you know, they are becoming Americanized in that sense. They have the same issues as everybody else. The economy, you know, the economy. And yes, but immigration plays a key role because they all have family members who are here. Some of them, you know, without the paperwork necessary and stuff like that. Everybody knows somebody who's undocumented.
Both Chris and Scott have put Latino running mates on the ticket with them. Does that make a difference to people in the Latino community?
Yes, it does. You know, Latino community, when you approach them, you know, they like to talk to you in their native language, in Spanish and stuff like that. And having the, you know, both Hispanics as lieutenant governor is important.
Is the failure of Congress to pass immigration reform going to make a difference in the Crist-Scott race coming up?
I think it will, and I'll tell you why. I think you're going to see a very low Hispanic voter turnout. They're very upset with the Republican Party, but they're also, and the recent polls show it, they're also upset with President Obama for not coming through on his promise. So I'm not telling you these Hispanic voters are going to go turn out Republican, but they might just stay home. They just feel there's neither party will help them. They feel, why waste my time? I would rather be working, making money, helping my family than voting.
We didn't have to go far to find a disinterested voter, a Cuban-American Democrat named Lourdes Victoris. Have you been paying attention to the governor's race? Are you following it closely?
No, not really.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just too busy working.
Do you think it makes a difference to you who's in office?
Of course. But I'm not into who is best right now.
Lourdes Victoris in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Stay with us. It's Here and Now.